world as we know it is ending. How, you might ask? Well, it really depends on which movie you've seen. The Rapture, zombies, aliens, floods, fires, and falling comets. All are possibilities. Those darn Mayans, how do they know? But considering I haven't done my Christmas shopping, I'll provide reasonable means of escape from that arduous task. Here's my simple plan for surviving the end of the world. First, you need supplies. In addition to food and water, consider the following. Some really long movies, like the extended versions of Lord of the Rings, or Star Wars, or Harry Potter, or all of them. Additionally, ingredients for s'mores. I'm talking pounds of chocolate here. If the world is ending in a ball of fire, I am so ready for that major marshmallow roast. Finally, some rockin' shades. Every apocalyptic movie shows the heroes styling as they survive, and sunglasses could actually be useful for shielding your eyes from the explosions of comets. Okay, now that we have all the things to survive, let's get down to the actual plan of survival. One possibility for the end of the world is zombie apocalypse. Look out your window. See any of those walking dead now? No? Well, they could still be out there. Remember, zombies hate water, so I recommend finding a nice island somewhere. The Bahamas, Alaska, the Boundary Waters. Really, any island will do. And being surrounded by water is not a bad place to be during a firestorm. Now, make sure the island has a bunker, cave, or other place to sit out the demise of the world. And you don't know if you're on the naughty or nice list, so make it presentable. Consider some Easter decorations, memorabilia from E.T., or that Justin Bieber poster that's been in storage. Whatever. Make it your place. Now, once you're all situated, sit back, turn on your solar-powered DVD player, and start those long movies. By the time they're over, you'll be sick from chocolate and your sunglasses will be broken, but the world will probably be back to normal. And just in case I'm wrong, I'm sending this from my own bunker radio station. Sure, it's on an island, but you'll never know where. See y'all on the flip side. For North Shore Community Radio, this is Mara McDonald of the Youth Radio Project.